All right, so download here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's kick this show off the right way with the carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Governor Rauner debuted a new television ad called Thanks, Mike, which features big-time stars like Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb, and Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, all saying thank you to Mike Madigan for increasing taxes and stopping Rauner's turnaround agenda because it's been good for their states. Man, I will say, the charisma alone in that ad. Governor Holcomb, breakout star. Greitens, oh my God, how is he not in the new Baywatch? I mean, so hot. So much makeup. And Scott Walker. I mean, the way he says, our economy's on fire. I mean, it makes you wonder how this dude does not have his own sitcom. But seriously, does Rauner have no civic pride? Those guys, regardless of party, are not the guys you want on your side. We're Illinoisans, right? Just having those governors on our TV sets is a surefire way to lose the populist vote. Scott Walker, the governor of the Packers? That's who's on your side? What's next? Aaron Rodgers going to tell us how bad Illinois roads are? No thanks. Not a good move, Governor Rauner. Lots going on in Springfield today. The House was unable to override the right to work veto. This bill would have prohibited anyone working a union job to skip union dues. But Rauner's veto holds, so now that can happen, or they go back to the drawing board, or whatever is going to happen. Which I got to say, this issue is kind of bogus to me. And I know, nobody asked me, so but I'm going to say it anyway. If you work a union job and you get the benefits of union negotiation for better pay or better health care, shouldn't you have to pay dues for that service, right? I mean, it seems like that's a no-brainer. Otherwise, negotiate with the company on your own. See how that works out. I'm not trying to get political. I'm just thinking of fairness. It just makes sense that if you're going to get the benefits of a union job and union pay and scale and everything that the union representatives do to get you more money to negotiate with the corporation, that you should pay in for that. I find that to be somewhat, I don't know, it just seems no-brainer, right? Just being real. Kaufman being real here. The U.S. House is set to vote on the Senate budget tomorrow, and by doing so, we'll be able to unlock the famed, quote, reconciliation, which somehow bends the rules to let bills pass in the Senate with simple majorities instead of the traditional 60 votes. Is that where we're at now? Is that it? Nice to see that the nuclear option's being used on every single thing that Congress takes up. This will make it easier for Congress to pass tax reform, which right now still includes a provision that would end write-offs for state and local property taxes. What? This would disproportionately affect those who live in higher taxed areas like New York City, LA, and right here in Chicago. Some even go as far to call it an attack on, quote, blue states. New Jersey Democrat Congressman Bill Pascrell said, how can you justify keeping the deduction for corporations but taking it away for American families? You know, I've never heard of this Pascrell fellow, but I got to say, I like the cut of his jib, right? I mean, come on. I mean, is that for real? Are corporations still allowed to deduct property taxes, but the individual will not be? Republicans are already saying that they will announce a compromise on this issue early next week, so maybe that's what it is. But Pascrell, where you been all my life? Way to break it down, make it real. This is a real carry out. Pascrell, move to Illinois. I know nothing about this guy. The NAACP put out a travel advisory warning African-Americans from flying on American Airlines. They say there have been several incidents, and they suggest a corporate culture of racial insensitivity and possible racial bias. Ouch. I mean, the airline is called American, so what do you expect? If it's true, good on the NAACP for speaking up. But now, maybe the NAACP can help us figure out why it costs $700 to go to LA during spring break, right? Normal flight, $300, but $700 because they can. I'm just saying, NAACP, you could be heroes for everybody, not just black people, everybody. Think about it. You can expand. I'm not kidding. I looked it up today. $700, all airlines, because it's spring break. The week before and the week after, $300. But $700 because they know that people are looking to fly to get out of Chicago in the winter. Where's a Trump tweet when you need one? Even Southwest Airlines. A2 Southwest? Come on, man. Unreal. In weather? Man, I had to turn the heat on last night. Nobody ever wants to turn on the heat. obviously the cost, but it's that moment where we all go, man, I really hope the furnace kicks in here. And I really hope that my house doesn't blow up. So far, so good. We'll see. In sports, the Hawks became the latest team to get beat by the Golden Knights in Las Vegas, who are now 7-1. What? The Hawks, on the other hand, started great, but now trail the Blues by a point in the Central. But it's early, and it's the Blues, so I wouldn't worry about it, but still. The Bulls lost their third game in a row. They dropped to 0-3 to start the season. They looked to be playing the Cavs tough last night, then it slipped away. Another great, at least first half, but another great performance for the rookie Lauri Markkanen. He's getting high marks, but the Bulls continue to limit his minutes because it's the Bulls. I'm not sure what's happening there. Justin Holiday, Robin Lopez, and Lauri Markkanen are the Bulls' big three. Lopez, Markkanen, Holiday. Get ready for the new Adidas commercial. The Bears are back at Halas Hall for the good old Wednesday practice, and I heard a rumor that the Steelers are looking to trade wideout Martavis Bryant, and boom, in my feed, the Bears traded for a wideout named Dontrell Inman for a seventh rounder to the Chargers, so not Martavis Bryant. So far this season, Inman has lit it up. 2 catches for 9 yards, which automatically makes him the number one guy in Chicago. It's kind of ridiculous. They're getting after the Saints on Sunday. The Saints. Who even plays on this team? Yeah, I mean, we all know Drew Brees, right? But can you name another player? I mean, is Ironhead Hayward still carrying the rock? What about a Hobie Brenner? Is Hobie Brenner still playing tight end? On the defensive side, you got Jumpy Gethers. How about a Pat Swilling, the outside linebacker? A poor man's Lawrence Taylor. Or what about Louis Lips? Louis Lips playing wideout, still catching balls for the Saints? Yeah. All right. That's 80s Saints football. The Dodgers are up 1-0 after winning game one in less than 2.5 hours. Man, if I were a Dodger fan and I paid big bucks for that, I'd be like, come on! At least come out and do like 2 double switches so I can get another hot dog or a helmet sundae. It's ridiculous. ESPN tweeted out yesterday that if the Dodgers can sweep the Astros, they'll be the first team in modern era to lose less than 2 games en route to a World Series win, just edging out the 1998 Yankees. Last I checked, the Chicago White Sox went 11-1 in 2005. So what up, ESPN stats? They've since deleted the tweet. But once again, the White Sox get no love from the national media. It's kind of ridiculous. Last year, they were omitted when the network was talking about past championships for Chicago, when the Cubs won it. Now this, every year, they just find a way to omit the White Sox. I mean, the Colorado Rockies get more love than the White Sox. The Colorado Rockies. Gross. And finally tonight, a new cafe is coming to Wicker Park, which is great. The home of places like Urbis Orbis and Earwax. Now, a new cafe right in the wake. It's called Capital One Cafe. I'm just glad that Wicker Park is staying close to its roots and not putting another bank on the corner. Wait a second. Capital One Cafe. It's a bank, isn't it? It is. Well, if you can't beat them, I guess you join them. But listen, I mean, now I can get a mean chai latte and an even meaner home equity loan. I mean, I think it was Bob Dylan who once said, the times, they are a-changing. But to be clear, this bank is not going to accept change. That's a carryout for October 25th, 2017. Hey, we too have a cafe and a bank here at the carryout. You get a coffee and we'll give you financial planning. First piece of advice, you're paying too much for coffee. Just stop. Do it at home. All right, coming up, Mike Fouché is going to give us the latest from Springfield. He's down there. He joins us as he does every Wednesday. And coming up at 8 o'clock tonight, famed indie rocker Ted Leo. Lots to do tonight, so let's get to it. It's a download, 720 WGN. Stay with us.